It's not over yet, especially for those in the hunt for third, fourth and in some cases fifth seats in the European elections. Local elections are into the final stretch. The Limerick mayoralty still has to play out, but a clear picture has emerged. Main government parties good enough, Greens not as bad as expected, Independents had a great day. And what happened Sinn Féin? Well, we're going to look now at the election weekend, where perhaps the surprise was that there was really no surprise. I'm joined by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
And look, let's take us through the story so far. What's done and counted and what's left to count and consider at this stage?
So if you look at the three European constituencies, 14 seats, none have been filled. Dublin did have a first count last night at 10:30 in the RDS. We can talk about that in a minute, but Ireland South and Midlands Northwest a little bit further behind. We'll only get a first count from them this morning in the local elections. Some counting continuing through the night. 126 of 949 seats still to be filled. And there are a few recounts happening there, like in Enniscorthy and County Wexford. And we've also then got the Limerick Mayor contest. We're going to get hard data out of that as well. So as the old expression goes, a lot done, a lot more to do.
Give me a little bit more on the European elections and the three constituencies and how long we're going to be talking about them before we have clear results.
I'm not going to make a guess on that, but at least we did get some hard data out of the RDS. So we've actually got something we can really talk about. Fianna Fáil, Barry Andrews and Fine Gael's Regina Doherty. We look now at the data and their home and hose. The quota is around 75,000 and they're both in the early 60s, far ahead of everyone else. So there's two seats going to be filled. The rest of the field are bunched together. Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan has around 35,000 votes, a decent transfer from Dáithí Doolan, her teammate, effectively. He has 10,000 and she will sort of be advancing into the early 40s. A good place to be. Then comes Kieran Cuff of the Green Party, very credible performance on 32,000. Labour's Eoin Reardon a bit behind on 30,000. I suppose the big question there, who is going to benefit most from Sinead Gibney of Social Democrats' 16,000 votes? Who will be ahead? Because that's going to be really important. Yeah. Behind that, you've got Niall Boylan, the Independent, on 30,000. A good, strong showing, but he'd need a very high rate of transfers from those candidates on the right and a giant share from the Aintu candidate to be in the battle. He's in the mix, but he's in trouble. And then further back, you've got the sitting MEP, Independent, Claire Daly, on 26,000. Even if she gets a strong share of the vote from Breed Smith of People Before Profit on 21,000, it's a real tough challenge for her to hold her seat. As I mentioned at the top, we don't have the data from Ireland South, but it looks like Fine Gael's Sean Kelly and Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher are okay. Independent Michael McNamara also looking good. And Midlands Northwest, Independent MEP Luke Ming Flanagan looks tipped to top the poll. And seasoned observers believe Fine Gael's Maria Walsh will retain her seat. And Barry Cowan of Fianna Fáil also looking good.
Okay, now when we look at the local share of the vote, the government parties, 23% of first preferences, they're there together at the moment. The Independents having a really good day, 162 Independents elected so far. Sinn Féin, 77 councillors. What are your own, Labour, 47, I think. What are your own reflections so far on the weekend?
Well, I think you put it very well in your introduction, so not so much change. The two leaders, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael at the moment, there's only 10 seats between them. Fianna Fáil on 204, Fine Gael on 214 seats. So the old traditional parties leading the way. If you look to Sinn Féin, that was the party who was expected to make the breakthrough, 6 months ago. That was the party who was going to shake up local government. That was the party who was going to challenge to be top dog in local government, and it simply didn't happen. Their campaign failed to fire. So that has allowed other parties to do well. I think Labour, very happy with their performance. They've got 52 seats at the moment. They could get into the 60s, so coming back with more than they entered the campaign. Social Democrats will also be happy. They're currently on 32 seats, fighting their way through. When you've got an awful lot of incumbents, a difficult situation for a party like that. And then the Independents, 163. As we know, the Independents have benefited from Sinn Féin's inabilities to get their vote out.
What about populist and far-right candidates?
Well, we have had people like Malachy Steenson. He has come through in Dublin's East Wall. We've also got Gavin Pepper. He's come through. So we expect probably three or four of those candidates to describe themselves as nationalists, usually called far right. So it does mean that, say, in Dublin City Council, there's going to be a strong voice from those parties, and it's the first time they got a foothold. But 6 months ago, there'd been some concerns that there was going to be a big change. We haven't seen that change. It's small numbers.
Now, what about Simon Harris? 62 days as Taoiseach this morning, he says, and he has repeated it over the weekend. No general election this year. Is it a question, though, that is going to continue to dog him now?
I suppose he's all, even if he did have an alternative plan, he's going to have to stick to his guns, because like a football manager, once you announce that you're going to go to the country in some time in the near future, you begin, no one's listening to you anymore. The starting gun of the election has been fired. So he is going to keep his counsel, and it is only him. No matter what you hear from the Taoiseach to Micheál Martin or the Green Party leader, it is Simon Harris's decision. He has said he wants the government to run its full term, maybe an election in February or March of next year. But like, I was down in the RDS last night for the first count, and everyone was looking at those results, and everyone was going, well, do you think it's going to happen on November the 1st, or do you think it's going to happen on November the 15th? There's a sense, politically speaking, that once the budget is out of the way, the likelihood is that Simon Harris will go to the country, because he won't want to have a rake of by-elections in late November or early December from those TDs who make it back to Europe.
Before the clocks go back, as they say. All right, Paul Cunningham, thank you very much.